Welcome to The Scene, presented by The Fragrant Mushroom in Sparta. I'm your host, Emily Newman, and today we are chatting with Raven Williamson of Raw Art. Hi, Raven. Welcome to the show.
Hi. How's it going?
Good. Thank you so much for coming. So I found you on Instagram, and you're a local artist here in Cookeville, and I was super intrigued by your work. So it looks like you do a little bit of digital.
Yes.
You do some paintings.
Everything.
You do some drawings, and it's very, the first thought that came to my mind is like crazy.
It's different.
Yeah.
When people say that, they're like, I've never seen the colors used like this before, and I like to use a lot of bright contrast. So
you do, and I do too. I'm most impressed with the, when I say crazy, it's, I don't even know how to like pick a different word than that, because the subject matter is so like, wow.
Yes. And that's the effect I try to have. I try to make people think about what they're seeing. Like, I want you to feel something from looking at it. So
we're going to feel a lot when you look at your work. I'm like looking at it and I'm like, where did this come from? It's like magical. So, well, how old were you when you started?
I would say about 5 or younger. Like, I don't know if you know Lisa Frank, the coloring books and stuff.
Yeah.
I used to love those. So I got all into that. And in 5th grade, I had a friend that was really good at art, and it kind of made me want to learn more about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I just ended up taking a lot of classes and learning watercolor and acrylics, and I just loved it.
So were you, as a child, were you always just like doodling on the back of your work?
And yeah, just kind of, my mom would always keep them too and be like, one day you're going to be a great artist. So
yeah,
she kind of like amped it up for me.
Good for you.
Yeah.
She believed in you.
Yeah, she did.
And I think that's really important when you're a child, is to have parents that are like pushing you in that direction.
And if it's your dream, like, and they support it, that's all you really need, because it'll take you so far.
It will, absolutely. Mm-hmm. They're mirroring back to you, you know, like you show them a picture and they're like, wow, that's incredible. And you're like, I know.
Yeah.
And so it builds you up inside.
It does. And she'd always say, draw this for me. Or, you know, I'd ask her, what should I draw today? So she was always really supportive of it.
Do you feel inspired living here? Do you get inspired by?
Absolutely. I'm originally from California.
Oh, what part?
Lancaster.
Okay, so is that north, south?
It's south of LA, so it's high desert, and there's mountains. Like, it's pretty in its own way, but here you have trees, you have the birds, and all the wildlife. I think that really inspires a lot of my art, just because I love animals. I've always loved animals and nature, so that really just kind of brings it out in me, just living out here. So
speaking of animals and nature, I have a bird, like, obsession.
Yeah.
So I'll really love your red belly on wood. So Raven did a beautiful piece. You can find it on our Instagram page. So it's a red belly woodpecker, and it's painted on wood.
Mm-hmm.
Did you do that in one day?
I did that in 2 days because it was a birthday gift for my dad. So I kind of, like, just whipped it up real quick for him. And honestly, I brought it to Art Brow this past year, and it was one of like the most popular ones. Everyone was like, oh, it's already sold, because I had put a sign on it because it was my dad's.
Yeah.
But everyone loved it. So
yeah, I paint birds as well, and they fly.
Oh, yeah.
I did a bird series, and it was just like, it was gone, and I need to do another one.
A lot of people, they really love the birds, and I think it's just really because, I mean, like you said, you do and I do. I have like a bunch of bird feeders outside, and I just watch them all day long.
Yes.
So I think everybody relates to that.
Do you have a favorite species? Like,
I like the cardinals.
Me too.
Just because they're so bright. And we have a couple of falcons, because I live in the woods. We have falcons and hawks.
Yeah, we have hawks.
So I really like to watch those.
Yeah, I hear the hawks a lot.
Yes.
A lot, and it's kind of magical when you hear them. I'll hear them when I'm like getting ready in my bathroom in the morning. I can hear them flying overhead.
Yeah, same with us. And sometimes they'll be so close. Like we walk outside and they'll just be like sitting right in a tree. And we're like, oh my gosh, I've never seen one that close before.
Yes. It's The Scene, presented by The Fragrant Mushroom in Sparta. We'll have more of our conversation in moments on Light Rock 95.9. Welcome to The Scene, presented by The Fragrant Mushroom. I am your host, Emily Newman, and I am chatting with Kathy Reed. And she specializes in semi-precious gemstone jewelry. And she has a wide variety of work here, and we're checking it out. Hi, Kathy. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you.
What's the process of creating a piece of jewelry, let's say like a necklace? Could you guide me through like a step-by-step process of that?
Yes. First, I have all of my findings laid out, the clasp, the jump rings, the liquid silver that I'm going to be using, and then if I have very few of a particular stone that I'm working in, then I use more silver. But if you have a good supply, and they're, I mean, it just kind of all works it out. I mean, I have 2-millimeter gemstones, 3-millimeter, 4, sometimes different shapes, sometimes just round. But it also depends on what the centerpiece is going to look like. And we go to Tucson to get our gemstones, and a lot of times they're already set in silver. I don't do the lapidary part of it. So,
where can we find your work?
We have a website, KathyReedsBeads.com, and it's K-A-T-H-E, KathyReedsBeads.com.
And are there any shows that you do throughout the year?
We go to a show in Baxter, Tennessee at Delmonico's Winery. And there's a wine train that comes to Delmonico once a month starting in February. And there are some months that she skips when they're harvesting. But that's primarily we do Art Prowl in Cookeville, Off the Beaten Path in Smithville, and in Whitwell, Tennessee, we do Kettner's Mill there, and that was last weekend.
Wonderful. Sounds like you've got, you know, something out in all avenues, so you're able to sell your product, and I bet that makes you really happy.
It does. There's nothing any better than the feeling that other people like your work and will spend their money on it.
Yeah, and you're adding value. Yeah, you're adding value to people's lives with your art, so that's very special. Well, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much. I'm glad you came.
Welcome to The Scene, presented by The Fragrant Mushroom in Sparta. I'm your host, Emily Newman, and today we are chatting with Raven Williamson of Raw Art. What are some of the tools that you work with when you create? I see you do digital and...
Right. So for digital, I use my iPad, and I use a program called Procreate. And it's kind of like Adobe in a way. It's just more like app-based. Adobe's more of like a software, but it's awesome. It's transformed my work in so many ways because before that, I just did traditional paintings. I never worked with digital before that. Now I can take this on the go with me. If I'm working on a piece, I can work on it wherever. But I still love working with wood and paint and brushes. I think wood just gives it this certain texture. It's completely... It changes the whole effect of the painting.
So what do you have like a favorite, like digital or paint?
That's hard. I like paint. I just don't have that much time to do it as I would like. Mm-hmm. Maybe in the future I'll have more, but it takes longer, obviously, to do. But I love the way just like a hand-painted piece looks. It's just, you can't beat it.
Yeah, you can't beat it.
Yeah.
Do you find that... So how is painting digitally and then painting with a paintbrush? Because I've never used digital.
Right.
So how is there a layering process involved in digital?
Well, I kind of layer with painting, too. I'm always adding layers constantly. But with digital, you can go back and edit the layers in it. So it's kind of more simple.
Yeah.
That's kind of why I don't like it. I like the challenge that painting brings you. You can't just go back and like, let me fix that real quick. Mm-mm. You have to really pay attention to detail and make sure you're getting every single layer right.
Yeah.
Before it dries.
Yeah, absolutely. And are you painting with are you doing watercolors? Are you doing acrylics?
So I found this medium called gouache. and it's a mixture between watercolor and acrylics. Mm-hmm. It dries matte, mm-hmm. so it gives it a, that's what I painted the bird with, the red-belly woodpecker. It gives it kind of like, it doesn't soak into wood too much, but it does a little bit. So it's got a watercolor, like, absorption, and then the acrylic in it kind of makes it dry quick. So you can't really go back and blend it. You kind of, it just dries like acrylics.
Oh, okay.
So it's strange working with it because I was so used to watercolors and acrylics before that, but I kind of like it. I like the gouache effect.
Do you ever want to try oil?
I tried oil once in high school. It frustrated me.
Yeah.
It was just so tedious.
It's slow.
Yeah. And you got to wait for the layers to dry. It can take, well, I think they make mediums that make them dry quicker. And maybe I just haven't played around with it enough, but.
Yeah, I use a medium that, so I've got two different effects that I use with mine. I'll use a medium that will dry quickly if mm-hmm. I'm on the impatient side.
Right.
And even mixing with mineral spirits will produce, because mineral spirits evaporate. Mm-hmm. So it causes the paintings to dry faster. But regardless, when you're painting with oil, you're going to lay down a layer and you're not going to get to really go back and
right.
and layer on top for yeah. like a day at least.
Yeah.
At least. But that's kind of fun because I find that I used to rush through my work when I worked with acrylics. Like,
that's kind of how I feel too. Like I have to slow myself down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you get inspired and you're like, I want to add the details yeah. to this right now.
I want
to
finish it. Yeah. Like, yeah.
But it's kind of, it's not kind of, it is a process. Painting is a process and it's almost like, it's in layers, kind of like your life and mm-hmm. how you grow as a
like
person.
Like an onion. Yeah. yeah. You're just like yeah. peeling back the layers. So.
And you want so bad maybe to be at that final place, mm-hmm. but it's really all about the journey.
It just happens.
Yeah.
Like, you just got to let it take its process and don't try to rush through it because. That's my best work. Like once if I start to rush, I kind of set it aside and I'll come back to it mm-hmm. to kind of pace myself and just refocus on it because it's the best work if you just take your time and make sure everything is just slow and steady.
Yeah. And, mm-hmm. and take that time to stand back and look at it. And,
right.
And sometimes I'll look at my paintings after they're finished, like maybe a year later and I'll be like, I never noticed that's weird because mm-hmm. I was in yeah. a rush when I did it and maybe right. I should have just slowed
down. Do you ever
down.
Look at your paintings and think, oh, that's not finished? Like,
yes,
it's never finished.
Coming up, we'll continue our discussion as the scene continues here on Light Rock 95.9. Welcome back to the scene. It's brought to you by the Fragrant Mushroom in Sparta. This is where we discover and uncover artists and their art form from around the Upper Cumberland. This is your art. First Fridays is something started by Art Round Tennessee, and the next First Friday featuring local artists will be May the 1st at Cookeville Performing Arts Center, and that will be from 6 to 9 p.m. And I have one of the artists that are going to be there, Josh Barnwell. Hi, Josh.
Hi.
So tell me a little bit about your work of art. You kind of use things found in nature, and you're a naturalist, and you make the prettiest necklaces and some other things that I've seen, too, on your Instagram page. So kind of explain your art to us.
Well, when I think about my art, it's kind of reflective of the cycle of the seasons. In the fall, I work on hide tanning a lot. And through the winter, I like to do more inside things. So I keep like sewing projects and wood carving. And then in the spring and summer, I make bark baskets that I peel while the sap is running. So everything that I do kind of depends on the cycle of nature and
kind of what you can find during that season.
Yeah, yeah, what's available during those times.
So do you actually use some of the hides that you tan and the baskets that you make?
I do, yeah. I do a lot of sewing projects with the buckskin that I make, and I use them in displays at my booth, and I also I use the baskets to forage with and get out in the woods, and I just try to bring them around and share them with other people.
So what do people say when they see your works? Because, I mean, nature is beautiful in itself, too, but then you create even more beautiful things. Are they shocked at what you can make from nature?
Sometimes, yeah, that seems to be something that people say a lot is just, oh, wow, I've never seen such a thing, you know, and that's part of what I really enjoy about it is being able to sort of bring these natural elements together in a way that people haven't seen before, that can kind of maybe help to spark a connection with them and get them outside.
Why did you choose to do the First Fridays?
It's kind of just part of my artistic journey, I guess. I've been, you know, working from home, and so this is just a great way for me to bring my art to the Upper Cumberland.
What made you get started in kind of foraging and finding things and making things out of nature?
Well, a lot of it was just, you know, growing up out in nature, and, you know, we didn't really have all the money to go run around and do other things, and so I sort of, both of my parents were, you know, big into camping, and so looking through their old guidebooks and stuff when I was, you know, 7 and 8 years old and reading about it just gave me this kind of thirst for more knowledge. And so, growing up, just wandering in the woods, I spent a lot of time picking up sticks and rocks, and so I'm still doing it, just doing a little bit more with them.
And you're trying to make a living off of that. That's pretty cool.
That's right.
So what is your favorite thing to make?
Oh, gosh, that's hard to say. I really get inspired when I do, when I make buckskin. It's just such a really visceral connection to the wild, and it's something that the process that I use is an all-natural process, so I do a lot of elbow grease instead of chemicals that modern tanneries use. Yeah, that's the one that I feel probably the most connected and inspired about.
They can see your work at CPAC, which is May 1st at Cookeville Performing Arts Center. That's what CPAC is. And you can join Josh Barnwell there.
Thanks for having me.
Helping guide you on the path to a new craft. It's your art on the scene.
Welcome to The Scene, presented by The Fragrant Mushroom in Sparta. I'm your host, Emily Newman, and today we are chatting with Raven Williamson of Raw Art. So what's the creative process when you are commissioned to do a piece? What's step by step?
So I actually just got a few commissions recently, so this is a good question for right now. Commissions aren't the hardest for me because you're kind of, you're going off of somebody else's thoughts and like ideas that you may not really know personally. They just kind of reach out to you and they like your art, so they're wanting a piece from you. So I kind of talk to that person. I sit down and like have a good conversation about what they want, what their ideas are. I write down a lot of notes from the beginning, colors and just what they see. And then from there, I'll draw them a few rough drafts that they can kind of choose from. And then ask them if they want digital or traditional paintings, because I just do so much these days. I don't know if they want wood or canvas or digital. So I kind of just sit with them and talk to them about it before I really try to draw anything for them, because I think it's important when you're doing commissions to focus on, I mean, that person's paying you for a piece of art, so you should try to really get into their heads and see like what they're thinking. Because if I came to somebody and asked them for like a meaningful piece of art, I would want them to go above and beyond to give me exactly what they think that I would want.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and so, you begin the piece after talking to them?
Yes. Yes. It can take months for commissions just because of getting together and like talking to them, always showing them like through the process, like what it looks like, if they want to change anything. Cause I just try to give them like, I try to have artistic freedom, but I want them to feel like they can tell me if they want extra or like less. It's just, I want them to feel like I'm listening to what they want. So.
And when you present it to them, is it usually what they had in mind?
Yeah. Just because I spend so much time trying to get into their mind, like trying to figure out what they want. Some people will say, oh, just do what makes you.
Yeah.
And I mean, that works to a certain point, but I still want you to feel like you're getting what you want.
Yeah, but you have to understand, when people see your work and they feel connected to it, you could paint them anything and they'd
right.
be cool with
yeah.
it.
And I struggle like believing that sense. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. I still have that like, I'm building that confidence level in my art. So
it takes a while.
It does.
And you, I find that I grow a lot as a person when, mm-hmm. like I've been doing art for 4 years, like selling it on a professional level.
Yeah.
And I find that each interaction with people about my art is like an opportunity to grow and to self-reflect and
it is
to learn about yourself, to find your value in yourself. That took me a while, you know, to really find the value in myself.
You grow from everyone you meet. Like everyone can teach you something.
Yeah,
so
it's an opportunity to grow every conversation. I agree. So if you're not creating a commission piece and you're just doing it just for you, what's the process in that?
So I look a lot of photo references. I take even photos on my phone, like of nature and animals and like my dogs and stuff. So I kind of look through my pictures. I like looking at references because it gives me inspiration, especially like nature photography and stuff. So I'll spend some time looking at that, and then I take bits and pieces. Like I'll create something in my head. And I like to add elements that normally wouldn't be seen in pieces of artwork. So, for instance, the most recent piece I did was a blue and red tiger. I've showed it on my story a little bit on my Instagram, but it has a blue and red tiger on it. It's like white outlined in red and with blue stripes. And in the corner, I put like a scenery, like a little bubble scenery. So I just kind of like, from that, I looked at tiger photos and found like mountain scenery photos and just kind of like put it together. And
well, where'd the inspiration come from to paint a tiger?
I really just love animals. Like any animal that I can paint or draw, like I just want to do it. I don't know why. It just, like I said, I think it goes back to as a child. Like I always just loved tigers and stuff like that.
Do the images, like, come to you throughout the day, like when you're at work?
Sometimes, sometimes. It'll just hit me. And then I usually keep a notebook so I can write down little ideas that pop up into my head. So.
And do you go back to that notebook for reference when you're when you're needing inspiration?
Yeah, I have, like, a whole notebook that's just full of just, like, nobody would understand the little notes in it, but, like, I do, so.
I tried the notebook thing. And I even tried pinning on Pinterest, but I find that
I do that too, but
yeah,
it gets jumbled up in Pinterest. Like, I don't know what to look for after I pin so much.
I'll get real inspired to do something and then it fades away. I find that the inspiration that just keeps coming back over and over and over. I'm like, all right, fine.
Yeah, and you don't really want to paint it, but it's like nagging at you. Yeah. So you're just like, fine, I guess I will.
Paint you. Kind of like those extraterrestrials that are like knocking at your door.
Yeah, and you're just like, whatever, I'll paint you.
That's awesome. Well, so I found you on Instagram. So what's your Instagram?
My Instagram is raw art with 2 T's.
Okay. And then do you do Facebook?
Yes, I do. I'm just Raven Ariana Williamson on Facebook.
And you post your art on there?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I have a little like side raw art page that's like connected to that. So.
And have you gotten a website up yet?
I did have a website. It's a subscription. Yeah. So it's still going, but by February I may not renew it just because I'm kind of looking through options of different websites at the moment.
Well, how do you prefer for people to contact you?
Instagram.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I'm very active on that. And Facebook. I check that too. Just more active on Instagram.
Wonderful. Well, I appreciate you coming out today. It was really nice chatting
with
you.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Thanks.
Yeah.
Welcome to The Scene, presented by The Fragrant Mushroom in Sparta. I'm your host, Emily Newman, and today I'm chatting with Carol Ludgate of Carol Ludgate Art. Carol specializes in figural and abstract acrylics. Hi, Carol. How are you today?
I'm great, Emily. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming. So you're part of the artist community here in Cookeville. We know some fellow artists, and so I've seen your work on Facebook and Instagram, and I know you participated in the Art Prowl.
Correct. I did.
Yeah. Is that something that you do regularly?
I've done it several years in the past, but I took a couple of years off and did it again this year. It was a lot of fun.
Well, I like your style because I paint very boldly and brightly, and you do too.
Yes, I love color.
Yep. So we share that in common. So how did you get your start in the arts?
Well, the earliest I can remember was when I was 6 years old, and our local newspaper, the Akron Beacon Journal, had a children's corner, and every week they had activities and games and all that, and one week they had a contest, so I entered a contest with a little poem about a cat, which was totally fictional, and drew a black and white drawing, and I won honorable mention and received $1 as the award, which doesn't sound like much, but this is way back in the 50s.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, so I still have that dollar. It's in my studio. I framed it with my picture and the poem and have the first dollar I ever earned.
Wow, and so you were hooked.
I was hooked.
Yeah, because you, isn't it amazing when you're, so I did a lot of art competitions when I was younger, and isn't it amazing when adults see you? And they see your talent, and you know, when you're a child, and it's I don't know, it kind of sparked something inside of you, and for me at least, it made me realize that that was the path that, you know, I wanted to take, just by the recognition of it and winning the competitions,
right?
Yeah,
and just the joy of doing it.
Yeah for sure. It all kind of worked together. Would you say that the culture of the Upper Cumberland influences your craft at all?
I think it influences me by just being an inspiration. I moved here from Atlanta, which was way too congested with people and traffic and skyrisers, you know, skyscrapers. And coming here was like a breath of fresh air with the cute communities and the local natural environments and all the state parks. So it's just a pleasant place to live, and it just gives you a lot of space to be and to do.
Well, so what's your Instagram so people can find your work?
It's Carol Ludgate. Art with one L, Carol Ludgate.
Okay.
Written together.
And that's the only internet access, correct?
It is, right.
Well, thank you so much for coming out today. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me. I enjoyed it.